Joanna Goldstein joins me, professor of music at Indiana University Southeast. She'll also be conducting an upcoming performance by the IU Southeast Orchestra of Mahler Symphony No. 1, the Titan Symphony. Joanna, welcome. And quite a rare occasion to be able to hear Mahler 1.
Yes, actually, the University of Louisville just did it as well, but we're doing a particular version of this performance that has the original five movements in it. In 1889, when Mahler wrote the symphony, it was actually a symphonic poem in two parts with five movements. And it existed in that particular permutation for about three performances. By the second performance in Hamburg, he had actually written down the program titles for these movements, and so it was performed in Hamburg and Weimar as well there. And then something happened. I don't know if it was a review or he was not convinced one way or another of having all of them. But by the time it was performed in Berlin a year or so later, he had removed actually all references even to the word Titan, which, interestingly enough, still appears on the titles now. But he just changed it to Symphony in D for Large Orchestra, and he took away the title Titan as well as the programmatic references. In 1959, there was an original, well, I don't know if it was the original score, but the Hamburg score was sold at Sotheby's to a Mrs. Osborne who had a collection at Yale, and she donated this manuscript to Yale. And in 1966, a biographer of Mahler discovered this. He saw it for what it was, and it was shortly thereafter performed for the first time, at least the Blumina movement, which is this extra movement, was performed by Benjamin Britten in the Aldeburgh Festival. Mm. And it got very, very good reviews. And in fact, one of the critics said he'd like to, hear it as part of the symphony. And so the New Haven Symphony at Yale performed it, I think, in 1966 and or 67, and recorded it, I think, for Columbia. And shortly thereafter, the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Normandy, my hometown orchestra, did its premiere recording with RCA of the entire five-movement symphony. But since then, it really has not been performed very often. I think a lot of conductors thought, well, Mahler took it out, so we should honor his ideas. But it's a very, very interesting piece, and it was obviously very dear to his heart in many ways. It has an interesting kind of mysterious background.
Joanna, if people would like to ask you anything further about the concert coming up on April 17th, what's your email address?
My email address is jgoldste@ius.edu. They're welcome to call, but that's probably the easiest way to catch me.
Again, that's jgoldste@ius.edu. And again, the website is ius.edu/music. And click on concerts for more information on the April 17th Mahler Titan. Joanna, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.